I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
It is that time of year again. Girl Scout cookie time.
'Starting to get the moms hitting you up on Instagram yet? Hey, my kids want to save some cookies. Somebody in the office. My kids want to save some cookies.
Somebody, speaking of somebody in the office.
Yeah. My daughter has reached that point in life where she is in the Girl Scouts.
Yeah.
You seem thrilled.
I mean, it's all right, I guess.
Full of excitement.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's better than cheer. I guess it's better than her wanting to cheer.
Yeah.
Where you have to go sit for 6 hours to watch your daughter perform for 30 seconds. And then, that seems like the most miserable thing ever.
Right. So sitting there supporting your daughter. Yeah, you don't
I do support her.
I can't think of anything worse.
Abby, did you do Girl Scouts?
No. Fun fact, my mom never let me do Girl Scouts, and I never got over it. So in the third grade, I moved schools and I told my mom I really wanted to be a brownie. And she was like, Abby, if there is one girl in your class that is a brownie, I will let you join the Girl Scouts. Because my mom was the opposite. I was a cheer kid. She would sit through anything.
Mm-hmm.
She did not want me selling cookies to anybody. So every girl in my third grade class was a brownie except for me. Aww. And I never got over it.
But she said if there was another girl in your class that was a brownie, you could join.
Now you see why I'm in therapy.
You know, this takes us to a totally different direction, but I wonder if there's a Girl Scout. They call them troops?
Yeah.
What they are?
Mm-hmm, there, yes.
That would make you an honorary brownie. I mean, I think...
Now it's just sad.
It's not.
I pay taxes now.
It's adorable. We can get you a little outfit. Creepy guys on the internet.
Some badges.
Yeah, this sounds like a dark web setup. Don't put me out there.
I think this is the way for you to start your... OnlyFans right here. This is it.
You know what? I got to pay off this nose job somehow. So.
I don't know. I feel a little ignorant. I don't. What's the difference between a Girl Scout and a brownie?
Brownies are younger.
Oh, okay.
Like you start out as a brownie and then you advance to Girl Scout.
Oh, so my daughter's a brownie.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Did they sell?
Yeah.
Oh,
They're in sling mode.
They're
slanging them.
All right.
They're starting to.
Would she be one of the girls that you'd want to pitch us tomorrow? Because I think we're doing this tomorrow, right?
We are doing this tomorrow, yeah. So in case you've missed it in years past, what we do, and Abby, you're going to be, since you are the newbie,
gosh,
you will be in the hot seat. So we started this years ago. I actually stole this idea from my old show back in Raleigh. And what you do is you have three young Girl Scouts call up. And they do their Girl Scout pitch. So you talk to them and they pitch you on buying cookies from them. After you listen to all three pitches, You choose one to buy from.
She did say pitches.
Pitches.
Okay, just so you know.
Yes.
You make the other two cry, Abby.
But before you select, you have to go to the other two and tell them, I'm sorry, I'm not buying your cookies.
Are you kidding me?
Not at all.
No,
I have done it. Bert has done
it. Everybody's
done it. Everybody on the show has done it. It is a rite of passage, and it's miserable.
Yeah. Why do we have to reject them? Why can't we just ghost them?
Because it's so long.
That is a first.
Let's just leave them hanging.
Yeah, I think this will be cathartic for you. Get back at these brownies and these girlies because no. they never got the chance to be them yourself.
No, I wanted to be a part of them. I don't want to make them cry.
You need to check out who's on line one.
I can't. My screen's down.
Well, here you go. I'll take it. Vanessa, thank you so much for joining the Bert Show. You have something special you would like to ask of Abby?
Yes, I am a Girl Scout troop leader. We are not brownies. We're juniors. We're first-year juniors, which means our girls are in fourth grade, and we would love Abby to be an honorary member. Of
Absolutely.
Just like that, she ain't got to go through an obstacle course or nothing.
No, it's like, you know, these celebrities that go to Harvard and they just give them honorary degrees. You don't have to do anything for
that.
Yeah.
No. All right. Okay, Vanessa, give a shout out. What's your troop?
Our troop is troop 22082 out of Duluth.
Now, will Abby be able to, can we fit her into a Girl Scout or a Brownie uniform to make it official?
Sure.
Yeah,
you can,
they're on Amazon.
Girl Scouts come in all sizes.
Yes.
Vanessa, I'm just wondering, do you guys offer a nose job patch? Because Abby just covered that.
Oh, my God.
She has accomplished that.
In our crafting and engineering.
This is amazing. All right. So, Vanessa, sincerely, would you like to shout out your daughter as well?
Yeah, my daughter's name is Annabelle.
Annabelle.
And yeah.
Okay, so what we're going to do, and I'll coordinate all of this because this is precious. And Vanessa, thank you so much for calling. We will get you and Annabelle in studio, and we will do a Girl Scout, because she's a Girl Scout, she's a junior. We will do a Girl Scout sash ceremony, and we will make Abby an honorary Girl Scout of, say your troop again.
Troop 22082
in Duluth. Okay, and I will spend the money on the Girl Scout uniform or brownie uniform for you, and also for you offering this. Is your daughter selling cookies right now?
Oh, of course she is.
Okay,
and she has a hefty goal this year. She's trying to sell $750.
Whoa!
$750.
Boxes.
No, okay.
She sold 750 boxes last year, so that's her goal.
Wow.
Dang.
Has she even started yet this year?
She has.
Okay.
She's hustling.
How much are
boxes? Are $5 or $6, depending on what you buy.
They are $6 now across the board.
They're going up.
Ooh. Then mints are no longer just $5.
Two.
All right. So for you calling up and hooking up Abby here, I will give $150 worth of Girl Scout cookies for your daughter. Okay.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. So that's done. And now we got to get you up here.
Okay. So stay on the line, Vanessa. We're going to get your information and we're going to coordinate a time for you and Annabelle to come up here so we can do our Girl Scout presentation. Okay.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you.
Okay. And for the rest of you guys that have Girl Scouts or brownies in your family, tomorrow morning around this time, maybe a little bit later.
Yeah.
They can make their pitch.
Absolutely.
To Abby.
Who will decide who gets the Bert Show's cookie money this year.
You get your Girl Scout uniform and you get to crush the heart of a Girl Scout in the same day.
This is all I ever dreamed of.
The Bert Show.